Hola! This is Jani, and here are my thoughts. Yes, you read the title, right? For my first movie review episode, sorry guys, medyo weird yung boses ko and kinakabahan ako, but I'm so excited to share. I'll be talking about one of my favorite films, a masterpiece, the award-winning South Korean movie, Parasite. Yay! Sariling sikap yung sound effects. For those of you na hindi pa nakapanood or not familiar with the movie, it's a South Korean black comedy thriller film directed by the brilliant Bong Joon-ho, starring Song Kang-ho, Choi Woo-shik, Park So-dam, Lee Sun-kyun, among others. So it premiered last year at the 2019 Cannes Film Festival, and it's actually the first South Korean film to win the Golden Palm. O sa mga hindi familiar kagaya ko, Golden Palm is one of the most prestigious awards in the film industry. So, Parasite is a Golden Palm awardee. Yay! The movie is about a poor family, the Kims, who cunningly place themselves into the house and lives of a wealthy family, which are the Parks. So, yun yung general synopsis or story ng movie. It's about a poor family getting into the life of a rich family. So sa mga hindi pa nakapanood, I hope you get the chance to watch this amazing film. And the best advice na nakuha ko before watching it for the first time is to watch it cold. When you watch it cold, it means na parang wala ka masyadong idea about the movie. Ako actually hindi ko pinanood yung trailer. I jumped to the movie itself and watched it. So, I hope you watch the movie. It will give you a different experience ba? Parang ganun. Pagka pinanood mo siya ng walang spoilers or walang reviews, ganun. So, watch it. Go, go, go. Getting deeper with this movie review about Parasite, siguro marami na kayong narinig about this film. It's been called masterpiece, brilliant, amazing, best movie of 2019, best movie of the decade even. And it's very much well applauded around the world and in the movie industry. Kaya mapapaisip ka, why? Weh? Bakit? Ganon. And for me, why is it a masterpiece? Bakit ko siya nagustuhan? Number one, is because of the narration, the story, and how this story develops throughout the film. You see, pag nakita niyo yung poster, maisip niyo thriller, suspense, and it's more than that. Categorically, under siya rin ng black comedy and social satire, which talks about heavy topics or sensitive topics like poverty, social classes, greed, in a light and comical manner. So, it starts funny and light. Actually, pagka pinanood yun, nakakatawa siya. So, umpisa, like, following this poor family and how they live, di ba? And actually, isang aspect ng story or ng movie na maganda is how they portray the poor and the rich. And usually, in films or in teleseries and dramas, the poor are portrayed as kawawa, walang alam, or uneducated, diba? But in this movie, the Kims are smart, they're clever, madiskarte sila, and they are being portrayed as very hopeful, diba? And alam mo yun, hardworking, and they are trying their best to provide for their family. And then there's this rich family, the Parks. Usually, the rich are the villains, di ba? Sila yung mata pobre or masama yung ugali. But here, the Parks are actually kind. They're gullible, but they're also logical. And that actually makes this film interesting, di ba? The poor family being madiskarte and making their way para maka kuha sila ng trabaho dun sa household ng rich family just to provide better life for each other, for their family, di ba? So, in a way, the story makes you empathize but not justify the wrongdoings of the Kims, di ba? Parang hindi mo naman sila kinukusente, but you get to understand and why they are doing this. And then there's the rich family na makita mo how they are kind, but later on you'll see how the society made them, paano sila naging, alam mo yun, parang how they become evil kahit na wala silang ginagawang masama. So that the way the movie portrayed these two families, and in a very comical, in a very light way, diba? Entertaining way. And then something happened in the middle of the story. Parang there's this turning point in the movie na suddenly serious na yung movie, dark na siya and intense. So at that part of the movie, marirealize mo yung galing, yes, yung galing ng pagkakagawa ng screenplay and the movie itself, na slowly akala mo thriller lang to, simple lang na movie, ano lang siya, light and very relatable. Then suddenly this part happened, diba? Na intense na siya and sobrang dark niya. And I think that's one of the best quality of this movie, na ang smooth nung narration ng movie. Next naman, what makes Parasite a masterpiece and a good movie for me? Number 2 is the visuals. Along with this beautiful narration, storytelling, it's a very well-executed visuals. From their cinematography, production design, blocking, framing, editing, and transition. All these visual aspects contributes to the story, which gives the movie its own character. Diba? Parang hindi niya kailangan ng masyadong maraming salita, maraming usap to explain or to convey yung message and yung idea. Parang ganon. And it has a lot of symbolism within the movie. Parang ginamit nila yung symbolism and representations to amplify or to contribute dun sa bigat ng story. Diba? One example for me is yung rock. Diba sa start, meron silang matatanggap, yung poor family, they will receive this parang good luck na display rock galing kay Park Seo-joon, yung friend nung bidang lalaki. So, binigyan sila ng luck which gives, binigyan sila ng bato that represents luck, swerte, ganyan, prosperity, ganyan. So, this rock, parang siyang lucky charm sa kanila eh. And then, later on in the story, at the end, alam niya na, charot. Alam niya na na it brings, parang, yun pa, the very same thing na they thought na magbibigay sa kanila ng luck and prosperity betrays them. Like, it was used to hurt them, diba? So, yung representation nun, parang hindi mo siya mapapansin, parang ang light lang niya pagka pinapanood mo yung movie, pero pag inisip mo, parang ganun. And this movie has so much of that. Marami siyang symbolism, which siguro iba-iba tayo ng interpretations when we watch this movie or we watch every movie, kahit anong movie. But that's one for me. And another thing na nagustuhan ko visually sa movie is the vertical representation of the social classes. Alam niyo yun, di ba, we have lower class, middle class, upper class. And in this movie, the rich family, they live somewhere na parang puro pataas. Pagpunta ko sa bahay nila, akit ka dito, akit ka dyan, stairs dito, ganyan. And then, there's this poor family, the Kims, who somehow live beneath the ground kasi they're living in a semi-basement. So, it's like this vertical representation of how the poor lives somewhere lower, while the rich or those who can afford can live in a peaceful place or in a place na parang fresh ng air, liwanag, ganon. So this movie shows that reality na siguro masyado lang akong nag-enjoy dun sa visuals nila na when the movie is about the poor or showing or focusing the poor, mapapansin nyo parang pababa yung screen or pababa yung view when the focus is the rich family, parang puro pataas yung, parang ang taas nila tingnan. So that aspect, that visual aspect is, alam mo yun, slight lang siya, but it has impact. Parang ganun. So, sana I make sense. And third and lastly, what makes Parasite a good movie or a masterpiece for me is the message. We talked about the story and the visuals. And actually, this movie, marami siyang message. Depende siguro sa nanonood and how they perceive the movie. Kaya parang hindi mo masasabi na, ito lang yung message na, ito lang yung message na. So, the movie has its own message. Who is the real parasite, diba? Sino ba ang parasite sa story or sino ba yung parasite sa society? Is it the rich or the poor? Is it the poorer, diba? Is it us na parang working hard to achieve a better life? Or is it the people na who have it better but they are being served? Kung wala yung mga lower class, hindi rin naman mabubuhay yung mga upper class, diba? So this movie tells that story na who is the real parasite in this society. Kaya ang ganda lang, diba? Very timely, very realistic. So there, yun yung tatlong bagay na for me made the movie great. The story, the visuals, and the message. Actually, ang favorite character ko dun sa movie, si Jessica, si Ki-jung. Di ba siya yung anak na babae dun sa poor family? And, you know, something bad will happen to her at the end. And mapapaisip ka, bakit siya? Parang ganun. And then, the movie made me realize na it's a very important part of the movie, yung nangyari sa kanya. Kasi at the very start, siya yung pinaka, for me, pinaka likable. Ang galing niya, ang galing mag-Photoshop, and madali siyang bumagay dun sa environment ng mayaman. Like, bagay sa kanya yung character na Jessica. And at some part in the movie, sasabihin din ng kapatid niya sa kanya dun na, alam mo, bagay sa'yo yung bahay na to. Like, parang you were born to be in this kind of environment. And ang very unexpected yung mangyari sa kanya sa end, knowing na siya yung pinakabagay sa rich family. And what I'm saying is, the movie is telling me, or the movie showing us na minsan ganun eh, we hope, we dream, and then we're cut off. Siya kasi yung parang hope ng family eh. Like, siya yung may potential to be rich, but then she was cut off. So that's, I think, one of the horror or sad part of the movie. Na sometimes we imagine our life, we dream bigger dreams, but there's potential na ma-cut off yun, diba? Wala lang, naisip ko lang. I mean, she's a very memorable character for me. And another thing pala, at the ending, I assume na panood natin lahat. Ki-woo, yung bidang lalaki, he's the son of the poor family. Siya yung unang nakapasok dun sa rich family and all. And at the ending, at the last part, he is writing a letter for his father na na-stuck dun sa basement, diba? So, sabi niya dun sa letter, I will work hard or paghihirapan niya para mabili niya yung bahay. And ang gagawin na lang ng tatay niya is to climb up the stairs and go out the door and be free. Parang ganun. So, And ang gandang ending lang, 'di ba? But alam naman natin hindi siya happily ever after na movie. So, parang I've seen in some of the interviews or write-ups, it will actually take Kiwoo to afford that house 546 years bago niya ma-afford yung bahay na yun. So, it's close to impossible for him to help his father, di ba? Ang ano lang, ang at the very end, the movie wanted us to be hopeful. But if you realize, if you dive into the thought or the idea, maisip mo parang imposibleng mabili niya yung bahay. Di ba? But that's it. That's Parasite, the movie. As you can tell, I can go all day. Medyo namamalat pa ako. I can go all day talking about it. How it's how it gave an impact to me, di ba? Actually, nung napanood ko siya, parang doon ako na-revive na gusto ko ulit manood ng mga magandang movies or gusto kong gumawa ng magandang script, ng makapag-filmmaking ulit. And kasi nung college, we used to make films or do production. So, parang itong movie na to, parang naka-ignite siya ng creativity or anong artistic side ko, kung meron man. Yan. Kaya for me, all the awards, all the recognition, Golden Palm, Golden Globes, the Oscars, lahat ng na-achieve na tong movie na to, para sa akin, they deserve it. So there, I'm ending my podcast here. I hope you enjoyed this episode kahit medyo napahaba. Thank you for listening, and until the next one, bye!